Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Maze Runner Scorched Trials. Just when they think they're finally free, again their lives are not their own, and the test continues, and this time it's even harder. Thomas, Teresa, and their group, they're faced with the even worse, and what might be the ultimate challenge.
The world outside's hanging on by a very thin thread.
It's only a matter of time before the flare virus wipes the rest of us out.
They're hiding something. These people are not who they say they are.
Thomas, a maze is one thing, but you kids won't last one day out in the scorch.
You're so close to the truth.
Now, I might not be alone in this, but a huge pet peeve of mine, people thinking that they're just so darn smart and untouchable that they can lie, cheat, manipulate, coerce, deceive, and control the little guy into doing their bidding like blind mice, trap rats, or even caged gerbils. But what might surprise them is the fact that the so-called rodents may be a bit more clever, cunning, and courageous than they think, and when they least expect it, the lesser life forms just completely kick their asses. You know, not that that happens in real life to any of us, of course, you know, just saying. But in the movie, to watch the underestimated seriously destroy the puppet masters, it's a thing of beauty. So if you like the first movie, this one has more action, more intensity, and more righteous vengeance. So in our movie night traffic light, Maze Runner Scorched Trials is a green light. Now into a movie way more realistic, well, because it happened, it's Everest. Few try, and even fewer succeed, climb to the top of Mount Everest. But when an epic storm moves in, two groups on their way to the top, they're faced with far more than adventure. They have to use every single bit of strength they have, or they're faced with certain death.
You, my friends, are following in the very footsteps of history. Human beings simply aren't built to function. Our bodies will be literally dying.
So today's the day, huh?
There is a massive storm headed your way.
Oh no.
You've got to come on down.
There's no oxygen.
Now, a normal tough day for most of us is having to wait in line at Starbucks, getting behind that guy who's driving way too slow, or even worse, getting mustard instead of mayo on your highly anticipated turkey sandwich. But after you see this movie, that will all change, because you will have no doubt that every single thing you normally do is completely ridiculous, irrelevant, inconsequential, and just plain stupid. Sure, these people actually chose to go to the frozen tundra, climb nearly straight up in a place where there's barely any oxygen to breathe, and when faced with obstacles that none of us could even imagine in our worst nightmares, they fight to stay alive. So either they are ambitious and we are lazy, or they are crazy and we are brilliant. Either way, it's an amazing thing to see. So in our movie night traffic light, Everest is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.